Senate Bill 211, sponsored by Gary Stevens of Kodiak, is aimed at getting more limited-entry commercial fishing permits into the hands of younger fishermen. During a Senate Resources Committee hearing this week, Stevens said it's not only about making the fleet younger, but finding a financial means to transfer those licenses.
Though, as you heard Mr. Burns say, he bought his permit for $15,000. Well, now we're at $300,000 now, a vessel and gear and all that. It's just more than most young people can accumulate and to start out in their life. Now, we did hear from the gentleman behind me saying that he's going to pass it on to his son. That was the traditional way to do it. But some folks don't have sons to pass it on to and need to find a way to move ahead on this.
Stevens' bill is called the Alaska Master Fisherman Retirement Transfer Act. Over time and with specific monitoring and other criteria, a master fisherman would pass along his permit to a journeyman. The journeyman would have to be temporarily granted the permit each fishing season up to 3 years, and they would have to have been employed by the master fisherman for at least a year prior, among another of other stipulations. Some of the work yet to be done on the bill includes the financing part, which can get tricky based on current rules for license transfers. Fate Putman is the chair of the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. He says they expect money will change hands between master and journeyman, but exactly how that transaction will be handled hasn't been laid out yet.
There probably will be an exchange of the catch profits between the master and the journeyman. I think that's pretty normal. You'll see in here a provision that requires us to maintain the contracts between the two and review the contracts, so we're watching for leasing. But we also know that there probably will be an exchange of finance between the two parties as they go forward through the three-year process. So we expect that to happen.
Senator Stevens says the bill will go on the back burner for now while more details, especially concerning financing, are hammered out. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.